Okay, today's daf is Erevin Daf Tzadi. We've made it into the 90s. Erevin Daf Tzadi, we got about 2+ weeks left, 2 Mesechas Erevin, and we are on Pei Tesma Beis. We started the second to last parak in Mesechas Erevin yesterday. We are speaking about, in this parak, various types of situations where one does not require an Erev Chatzeros, or where one does, and how one does it. So, again, various halachas still related, as we have been talking in these last four prakim, 7, 6, 7, 8, and 9, have been somewhat Erev Chatzeros related, after a couple of prakim that were Erev Tchumin related. So, we are now on Peites Amabez. We're up to Amar Abaya, 4 lines from the bottom. What we have just spoken about was, you have 2 roofs next to each other. And as we know, they used to use the roofs for Tashmishin in the days of old. Not as much as in the house, obviously, but it was used for various purposes. They used to dry their fruit up on the roof, and other semi-private, semi-public tashmishin. So we mentioned there, do you say that one roof asks on the other roof? So the last point we made was that if there is a maisa done by one of the residents, which is not done by the other residents, so we could assume it's automatically considered a siluk, a removal of the other residents, and the first one that did the maisa has complete jurisdiction in all the areas that are up on top. That's what we said. So if one of the roofed areas builds a wall, or a literal wall, not a mechitza she'eno nikar, but a literal wall up around its area on the roof, so then we say, okay, everything is given to that side, and the big one can totally use the small one, and we mentioned the Sfas Emes, it should be the opposite too, even if the small one did the big one. But that way we will assign everything to that residence. So Abaya says a similar case. Amar Abaya, 4 lines for the bottom. Bana Aliyah Agabe Beso. What happens if you have a couple people with roofs, and one of the roofed, one of the residents, they built another floor. Bana Aliyah Agabe Beso. And the Asa Lafanea Daka. And in front of the floor, the new residence that they built up there, the new floor, they built a Daka Arba. They build a daka of 4. So what does that mean? So we've had a daka already twice in this Masechta. What it has meant in those contexts has been a little mechitza. If you build a little mechitza, so that daka that we have assumed to, in those contexts that we had it earlier, meant it was like you will be misalik yourself, you built this daka. Here, the opposite is trying to be accomplished. And maybe that is why Rashi here says daka does not mean mechitza, but the opposite. It means a little Pesach, meaning somebody built a second floor onto their roof. Imagine there are 3 roofs next to each other. So somebody built a second floor onto their roof, and they built a door from that second floor onto the roof and onto the other roofs. So that now they have a direct Pesach onto those roofs, which their neighbors do not have. That's what Rashi here says Daka means on the 4th wide line in Rashi. Pesach katan samuch litzaragagin. That's Rashi Sheet about Daka. So then Huter B'chal Gagin Kulan. That is why this family who built the second floor on their roof, and they built a doorway to the areas of the roofs, so they now can have authorization, and Halacha assigns them all of the roofs. Tosfos L'chora is fine. Rashi sounds right, but the problem is the word Daka usually doesn't mean that. The 2 previous times we had in this Pesachta, Daka meant you built a little mechitza. So Tosfos says, Daka here means mechitza, but how does he fit it in? That this is an action that gives you the rights. Bottom Tosfos, De Daka hi mechitza, Mefarish ri hacha, De kishebana aliyah, Va'asa mechitza kol saviv gago, Upischo etzaragagin. Yes, you built a doorway towards the roofs. Va'asa lifnei ha-pesach Daka dalid. It basically means you built a doorway, and that's the door. That's the door. So what does that show? If I built a door, that means I'm going to use this area. I want the door open. I want the door closed. And I'm going to be up here a lot. So that's when I go up here and I want to close the door. So that shows that this is a Tashmish Kavua. Aval below Daka, if I would only build the Pesach without the door, so then I would say, that's not a Tashmish Kavua. You have no privacy up there. You're not going to use it. So, Yari Lishtamisham, Tashmish Kavua, B'pnei B'nei Gagin Ha'achirim. So, it ultimately goes by. There is a doorway up there. Rashi says Daka just means the plain doorway. Tosfos wants to fit it into the other places where Daka comes up in the Masechta, and therefore he says it means a doorway with a door, and that does make it better because it's not totally open, and people would do even private usages up there, and in that way, again, we assign, according to Rashi or Tosfos, the halacha is we assign all of the roofs to this family who built this second floor. Good. Amarava. Rava says, let's go back to Rashi's pshat, though, a doorway. Amarava, pa'amim shadaka l'isser. There are some times where you have the doorway up on top of your newly renovated second floor, and it's going to cause you more problems than it is heterim. Hechidami, for example, da'avid lahadi tarbitza debese, where you built the doorway not facing the rest of the roof, but you built the doorway on the other side, facing out, like over your yard. Right? Why would you do that? I don't know, maybe you'd want to water your grass from that area. Maybe you want to throw down fertilizer from that area. But either way, it's on the opposite side from the doorways. So that's an opposite that has that's an action that has the opposite effects. The Amar Linture Tarbitsu Davida. Or you just want to guard, you want to make sure, you want to have a lookout point. You want to make sure that your animals don't go out or your grass is growing well, whatever it is. So there, it's Dafka not to use your roof, and therefore that would be a case of daka le'isser. Period. Okay, by Rami Bar Chama. So Rami Bar Chama asks, now we have to get back to the machlokos we had yesterday between Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel discussed, if you remember, how much of the area on the roof can one be involved in. So we had a double machlokos between Rav and Shmuel. First, we have the machlokes about on the bottom of Pei Tesman Aleph. The Chachamim, if you remember, said every gog is their own reshus. We don't connect any gog to other ones. We have the three shitas. The Chachamim say every gog is their own reshus. Remeir says no, all gogin are connected, and all chateris are connected, and all karpivas are connected. And Reb Shimon was the most makel. You put all those together. Karpivs, gogin, chateros, all of them are reshus achas hein lekelon shashavsu besochan when Shabbos started. So we have machlokas number one between Rav and Shmuel. According to the Chachamim, that you only have your own roof. Is it even more limited than we think? Rav says, yeah. Even on your own roof, you can only be metaltal dalat amos. Why? Because it's nifritsa bimilua lemakom ha'asrla. It is totally open to the other roof, and you can't go on the other roof, so that's shitas Rav. Shmuel says the opposite. Shmuel says, no. The Chacham holds you can be metaltal on everything in the whole area. Why? Because if you remember, he held, you're allowed to say good asik, you're allowed to bring up the walls, even if they are not nikar, even if they are not recognizable. That was one machlokas. The first machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Okay, we'll get to the other machlokas. Sorry, we didn't get to it yet. It's on today's daf. Good. So, by Rabbi Rachama. So, Rashi says, Rabbi Rachama's question is within Rav. Rav, who says that on every roof, you're only allowed to be metalto four amos. What about shte amos begag v'shte amos ba'amud mahu? You can't go from one roof to the other roof. Fine. Because there's different subi mula l'makam asrla, and it's a totally separate rishus. That's why you're even limited in your area. But what if you don't have another roof next to it, but you have some type of pillar that is standing up in the on the outside? Are you allowed to go two amos on your roof and two amos on the amud? Can that work? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabba, may kami boile. What's the shayla? Karmelis v'rishus ayachid kami boile. What, the roof is a karmelis, and the amud is 10 tvachim high, 4 tvachim wide, that's a rishus ayachid. Right, even wherever it's standing in the middle of. So what's the shayla? It's going from a karmelis to a rishus ayachid. Not allowed to do that. So what's his shayla? Rashi says on the first skinny line, pshita da asir. What's his question? To haga karmelisu, kidda amrinon, ein metaltalin bo elabadalid v'amud rishus ayachid. What's Rabbi Rechama's question? It's going from a karmelis to a rishus ayachid. So, v'rami bar chama agav churfe lo iyan ba. Because literally of his sharpness, he was so quick, he didn't really focus on the formulation of his question. He didn't really mean to ask this. Because it's a davar pashut. But because maybe he took things for granted that people understood what he was talking about. He was so sharp that he didn't even really explain, and this must be what he meant. Or this must be what he meant to say. Elahachi kami ba'ilei. Beis amos begag, the beis amos biachsadra. Not an amud, which is a rishus yachid, but an achsadra. Achsadra is an area in front of one's house, which has a couple of pillars, which has a roof, doesn't have walls. It's like a covered porch area. So the question is going on that roof. That's the question, going from your own house roof to that roof. So Mahu, that's the Shaila. Why? What's the question? Rashi adds in one detail. The roofs here are slanted. The roofs here are slanted, as we had earlier. That's called Urzila. Urzila, meaning if it's slanted, you do not say the principle of Pi Tikra Yored Vesosei. You don't say that the edges of the roof shoots down, right? That's a principle that comes up in Sukkah. We had it earlier here, but that only applies by flat edges. It doesn't apply by slanted edges. So the question is, you have these two slanted roofs. Can you go from one to the other? That's his Shaila. Beis Amos Begago, Beis Amos Bachsadra Mahu. Mi Amrina, do we say, Kiva Delo Hai Chazi Ladira? Since this is not Chazi Ladira, Velo Hai Chazi Ladira, Chada Rashusa, who he, each one is not Chazi Ladira, and therefore it's all connected one Rashus. Rashi says, V'afalpi she'enon shel ish echad. And even though they're owned by two different people, ein bohem chilek reshusa, just like we had earlier. There's no chilek reshus, even according to the Rabbanon. Even according to the Rabbanon, who say you can't go from roof to roof, maybe they would agree here that you could go from Gag to Achsadra. Why? Because by the roofs, there are diur, there are people who, there are residents underneath, and those residents shoot up and separate even above. But here, nobody lives in the Achsadra. So even though it's legally owned by another family, but still, maybe the Rabbanon would agree that's not strong enough to shoot up to create a separate Rishus, and that we would say it is usur to go from one to the other. That's the first side. Do we say that? Because they're not Chazi Ladira. Therefore, even the Rabbanon would agree that they don't shoot up. O Dilma, or no, Kiva de Migaglagagasr, Migaglagsajanami Asr. Or you're not Machalik. And you say, no, these are separate areas, and therefore one is not allowed to go from one to the other. Period. Good. Where did we have earlier in this Pesachta? Agav Chorfe, because he was so smart, that caused some problems, that caused some issues. So if you remember, we had this back, Daf Yud Gimel. Daf Yud Gimel on the base. Remember why we don't paskin like Rebbe Meir. At that time, we know we have a principal halakha Rebbe Meir Big Zerosav. We just had it yesterday. But if you remember the Gemara back on David Gimel in the first parak, Amar Rav Acha Bar Chanina, Galui V'Yadua Lifnei Mi She'Amar V'Haya HaOlam She'Ein B'Doro Shel Rebbe Meir Kamoso. Right? We had earlier that to realize that there was nobody like Rebbe Meir. There was nobody like Rebbe Meir in his generation. Hashem knew that. Omebnei Malokavu Halacha Kamoso. Why is it that we don't pass like Rebbe Meir? There was nobody like him. Shelo Yachlu Chaver of Lamad Alsof Daito. Because his friends, you know, his chaver, his colleagues, couldn't totally always understand him. Shehu Omer Al Tamei Tar V'Al Marlopanim Taratami Marlopanim. Right, he was so sharp they couldn't figure it out. And that's why they couldn't follow him. Right? We had it earlier also. You see right on the side it says there, we had it also back on Daf Nun Gimel in the beginning of Perek Ketz and Ma'abrin. We had Rebbe Meir there that they couldn't be omed al sov daito. Right? And we talk about the different generations there, so we already had that Gemara twice. So here too, the Gemara says that maybe because of the charifus, the sharpness of Rabbi Mar Chama, also we didn't fully understand his question, or he didn't even speak, he didn't explicate it, because he just took everything for granted. He thought everybody was on his level. But either way, that is the question, going from a Gag to an Achsadra. Next, boy, Rabibi Barabaya. So Rabibi Barabaya says now, okay, I'll ask you another question. Beis Amos Begag, u Beis Amos Bechurva Mahu. So you have two Amos on a Gag, right next to two Amos on a Churva, in a dilapidated area. A Churva is open to Rosh Hashanah on one side, which is also a Carmelis, right? So do we say there, you know, you're allowed to go from Gag to Churva? So the Gemara says, Amar of Kahana, Lav Hayda Derbi Barachama, isn't that basically the same question as before? What's the difference between an Achsadra and a Churva? Both of them people don't really live in. But a churva has some wall, a little bit, broken down. So there's similar questions. So wasn't this already asked before? So Amar Rabibi Bar Abaya, V'chi me'acher asoy v'natsoy. You think I'm coming to and ask somebody else's question? Excuse me. What do you think I'm doing? V'chi me'acher asoy, I'm coming v'natsoy. I'm trying to accomplish and be victorious. Am I trying to fight? I'm trying to take somebody else's thunder? You're accusing me of asking the same question? No. We'll get back to that line in a minute, but let's just finish. Mine is different. Achsadra lo chazi ladira. The churva chazi ladira. No. Churva is more chazi ladira than achsadra. Right? It is semi-private. Remember we had earlier, if you have a mavui that opens to a churva on one side and to a chatzar on another side. So churva is ro'i ladira. So, my question isn't exact. So even if you want to be mako by the earlier question that you're allowed to go into an achsadra because it's not roi, but maybe this is roi ladira, so it's more similar to a house, and therefore the rabbanan would say you're not allowed. So the Gemara says, "V'chibiyachad the chazi ladira might come by alei." Okay, so what's the question? If it's chazi ladira, then it's just like a house, and of course it's asur according to the rabbanan. So what's the shaila? So the Gemara says, "Imtim silomar ka'amar." It's an imtim silomar shaila, meaning I'm building on the previous question. Imtim silomar achsadra lo chazi ladira. If you want to say achsadra lo chazi ladira, and therefore one can be mekel and go from the gag to the achsadra, churva chazi ladira. A churva is more chazi ladira than achsadra, so maybe you would say it's a problem by the churva. O dilma, or do we say no? Hashtamia les badirin. Or do we say still, it's not like a house? Nobody's actually, like, really lives in there. It's Roy Ladira. So that's why I can still ask my question. Teku. No answer given to that Shaila. Okay, a couple of points to discuss relating to these last couple of lines. First of all, what does this line mean? V'chimei acher? Ma'acher chazev netzoi? From, am I trying to steal somebody else's thunder? Rashi reads this word as mi acher, from someone else. Rashi says right here, if you're going to look, mi pi acher basi v'chilakti b'sheila sheshala acher basi lekanter. You think I'm starting up and just asking somebody Shiloh without quoting them? You think that's what I'm trying to do? Meaning, do you think I'm violating Omer Dover b'shem Amro? Do you think that's what I'm doing? That's Rashi pshat. Whenever this comes up, we always like to mention the beautiful article from Rabbi Tzio Solomon in the Matnas Chaim on Moadim, where he discusses what's the galus of Omer Dover b'shem Amro. Right, which the rabbi here he was saying, he's like, are you accusing me of not doing that? So what's the maybe geula la'olam? You don't find that by so many so many chazals. Why is it such an important value? So Rabbi Tzio Solomon quotes this as in the context of another question, and that is why Moshe Rabbeinu, as we know, is not mentioned in the Haggadah. Right, except for one Derech Agav part. So why is it Moshe Rabbeinu mentioned in the Haggadah? So Rav Tzio Solomon quotes the Maharal in his commentary on Pirkei Avos, where he says that, what does Omer Dover B'Shem Amro mean? I realize that I'm not the center of this. I realize that I'm not the main player. Says the Maharal, V'yesh ladas, ki kasher HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi geula, Hashem Yisparach rotzeh sheyed'u ki hu Yisparach pa'al, v'lo yomru, lo Hashem Yisparach pa'al kozos, rachach basabo sem yadam. When Hashem wants to bring geula, He wants people to realize that He's bringing the geula. It's not others. He wants to bring a kiddushim shemayim in the world, and therefore, whenever Hashem brings geula, He will always try to use people who don't take the credit. He will always try to use people who will acknowledge that they are just being pawns and kalim. Ulafichach, and that is why. Imlo haisa Esther ba'alas midazos litzlos hadavar b'misharoy litzlosa v'isachas v'shal mameres li'ishol ani asisi brofchach basi. If Esther would have taken credit for herself, then Hashem wouldn't have used her. If she wouldn't have been that type of personality of not taking the credit, Hashem wouldn't have used her for geula. Ha'omer davar b'shem amro. If somebody has the attitude of always giving somebody else the credit, mevi geula la'olam, Hashem will use them to bring geula to the world. That's what happened with Esther, and that's even what happened with Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, Moshe Rabbeinu had the unbelievable medrash. Rashi doesn't quote it. Unbelievable medrash. When the Benos Midyan, when Yisro's daughters were asking Moshe Rabbeinu, where are you from? What are you doing? And then they go back to their father. Yisro says, what happened? So, what do they say? Ish Mitzri hitzilanu miyad aroim. Pashas Ish Mitzri. Moshe defined himself as an Ish Mitzri. And that's why he wasn't Zocha to be buried, the medrash says. And Yosef said he was an Ivri. Okay. But there's another medrash that says, Is Mitzri, son of Yad Aroim. When they said, how'd you get here? Moshe said, oh, don't blame me. It's not me. It's the Ish Mitzri that I killed in Mitzrayim. Meaning, it's the whole state of events that I killed, and that I was on trial, that I had to run away. Ish Mitzri, Hitzilanu Miyad Aroim. That's the reason that I'm here. Moshe doesn't even take any of the credit in that case. He said Hashem orchestrated the events. And that's over Dabar B'Shem Amro. Maybe go, oh, but that's why he doesn't say a word in the Haggadah. Because he, Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Baalei Haggadah are emphasizing. That was a Medrash Tanchuma, by the way. In Shmos. In any case, so that is maybe Geula Le'olam. Just, I heard on a shiur parenthetically very recently, heard a quote from someone that Rashi, I didn't do the research yet, but Rashi, throughout his commentary, only, the Medrash Rabbah, as we know, there are many Midrashim. Rashi had many Midrashim. Pirkei Derabbi Elazar, Medrash Tanchuma was an early. The Medrash Rabbah, though, was put together in, not all at once. It didn't come out, oh, Medrash Rabbah. It was put together at different times. We have Medrash Rabbah on the five Chumashim and on the Megillos. Rashi only quotes Brachos and Vayikra Rabbah. He does never quotes the other three. I didn't do the research yet, but that's what I heard a quote. And I heard this in the context of answering a question that the Ramban asked, why didn't Rashi just quote the Medrash? Because Rashi maybe didn't have the Medrash. Because throughout Shmos, he quotes the Tanchuma. Why doesn't he quote Shmos Rabbah? Again, he quotes Gemaras and Sota, the first couple of Prakim. It's all about Gemaras and Sota. So it could be he didn't have all the Medrash Rabbis. And that's why he didn't. He only quotes Brachos Rabbah, he quotes all the time. And Vayikra, but not the others. Okay, just put it out there. We have to do our research. But if so, that would be fascinating ha'ara that Rashi might not have had all of the Midrashim. Either way, Homer Dabar B'Shem Amro, maybe Gulam. Number one. Number two. There are two totally different pshatim that the Meiri says here. Unlike Rashi. Rashi says, Mei Acher from another. The Meiri says, no. You have to put, now don't put it seire, me acher, it's mi acher. Am I delayed? V'chi me acher? What do you mean am I delayed? Says the Meiri Tupshatim. Pirush ledaiti, shehu kara rav kahana me acher, klomar meuchar mimeni bizman. What happened here? B'Rabbi asks a question. Rav Kahana says, hey, wasn't that asked before? So you say, hey, Rav Kahana, you're younger than me. What do you think you're doing? V'chi ma'acher? He says, Ratzalomar shu yeled, v'ubo mekanter alai b'halacha? It's inappropriate what you're doing. I asked the question, a ma'acher, somebody who's later than me in history is coming and saying that what they think I'm doing, you don't understand what I'm doing. That's one pshat. Ma'acher, am I later? Or the other pshat is, same idea, ma'acher, you think I came late to the Beis Medrash and missed that shiur and I'm asking the question, you know, without knowing, ma'acher, was I delayed? So two different pshatim in the Gemara, the Meiri has, both meaning ma'acher, delayed, different than Rashi. What does the first pshat remind you of? You know, you're later than me in history, what are you doing? So, they're both Amoraim. So we're not going to get into that right now, but Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, in Parshas Bahaloscha. This also we have quoted before. Rabbi Yaakov quotes the amazing Gemara in Tzmura. The Gemara says in Tzmura on Daf Tezayin that when Moshe Rabbeinu was about to go up to Gan Eden, he says to Yeshua, any questions? This is your last call. This is your last time to ask me questions. Yeshua says, I have no questions. Lo yamash mitocha oel, you wrote about me in the Torah, I have no questions. All of a sudden, Tashas Kocho, and he got weak, and he forgot hundreds of halachos, and Moshe Rabbeinu died, and that was it, and they were going to stone him. Tal HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, and he protected him. So the Shiloh, Rabbi Yaakov asked, is, Yeshua didn't lie. Yeshua told the truth. He never lo mash mitocha oel. He didn't have any questions for him. What did Yeshua do wrong? So Rabbi Yaakov said he didn't do anything wrong. But he had to be taught one lesson that he didn't realize. And that is the concept of Shalshelas Hadoros. And the door of Moshe Kibbol Torah Misinai is different than Umasara Yeshua. And the generation of Zerah Yeshua is different than Yeshua Zakenim. And Zakenim Lenevim. And Nevi Lashagan Zakadola. Every generation is one step removed from the source. And Yeshua and all of Klal Yisrael after him had to be taught that lesson. And that's what the Gemara says in Rishonim Kenei Balachim Anu Bnei Anoshim. If him Kenei Anoshim Anu Kenei Chamorim. Right? Every generation is on a different level. V'hainu Shekano Yemoshe Molamdo Aklal Agadol Shel Chasima Satkufos. V'yachshav Kshigi Ezmano Shel Moshe Lipater. Nigmara Tkufas Moshe Kibbol Torah Misinai. U'matchila Tkufas V'nitin Yoshua. U'kdei Lahamchish U'lahadgish Lo Halimur Hazeh Nishtachu Mimenu Shlosh Me'os Halachos. V'nodolo Sheva Me'os Feikos. In order to teach him this, because there's no generation that's the same exact level as the previous one. and every generation has a different tafkid. So maybe that's deeply what Rabbi Bibi means here. Don't you know that, Rabbi Yaakov? He's saying to Rav Kahana, every generation, you're a ma'acher. You're from the next generation. You got to know how to talk to the previous generations. That's Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in Parshas Mahaloscha. Beautiful. One final point, and that is, and then we will continue. Two final points, maybe. In the past, we've always quoted when Teiku came up, we always emphasize the Kedushas Levi, quoted in the Amabadim Smecha, the Kedushas Levi relating to why we say Teiku and not Meiku. But I never quoted earlier, he also quotes the Mabit. I quoted today from the Mabit. The Mabit in the Beis Elokim says the same exact idea. And that is, whenever the Gemara says about Mashiach, Teiku Tishbi Yitaretz, right? It might mean just Teiku to stand, but according to one of the understandings of Teiku, it means Eliyahu HaNavi is going to answer up our questions, or the Gemara, the Mishnah says, Bamitziah, Yehei Munach Ad Sheyavo Eliyahu. Leave it till Eliyahu comes. So the Mabit writes in Beis Elokim, in Shar HaYisodos, he says, Ubechal Ha'inyonim, Shahayu Nistarim Ba'olam Hazeh, Hagol Yiskaleh Al Yidei Eliyahu HaNavi. He's the one that's going to be Megala. Kishar ha-neviim v'ha-shoftim v'ha-chachamim asher hayu b'doros ha-ovrim v'gam ha-avos v'ha-shvatim u-moshe rabbeinu ad yimei ha-tchia kishayichyu lo yadu me'enyani ha-olam hazeh mimashakar achrei mosam. They don't know. Ki hayu b'gan eden ha-tachton v'ha-elyon muvdala me'enyani ha-olam hazeh ha-gashmi. They're not in the world. Moshe Rabbeinu can't paskin about cars and electricity on Shabbos. He can't. Aval Eliyozal, Asher Chayim Yemos Moshe Rabbeinu Ad Yemei Yehoram, Yoda Kol Mashahaya B'Yamav, and even after his guf left, Acher Estalchu B'guf and Nefesh Nizdakech Gufo Kechem and Agramim Hashemayimim. He's still around. We just don't see him. But he's invisible. He's at every bris. Ve'echinu akel yisparach lihimatzei be'eis sarat Yisrael ha'tzilam al yado u'bizchuso b'chol adoros asherim srichem lo. He appears at different times, as we know stories about Gilui Eliyahu Hanavis that have happened over the centuries to the Gedolei Yisrael. U'mizgaleh gamkin l'chach v'Yisrael l'galos lem sodos ha'torah kefi ha'chanas b'chol dar v'dar. And that's what we say. And that's why, Yehimuna Chacheva Elio. Elio is the one. The Gemara says in Mal Basra, there were seven people that spanned the entire history of the world. Seven people, the Gemara says. Who are they? Adam, Misushelach. Misushelach overlap with Adam. And then, Shem, Ra, Misushelach. That's three. Yaakov, Ra, Shem. Amram, Ra, Yaakov. Achia Hashiloni, Ra, Amram. Elio Anavi, Ra, Achia. And he's still alive. Right? Seven people span the entire history of the world. One of them is much longer than the other ones. But that's what the Gemara says, Baba Basra. So says the Beis Elokim. Elio, that's why it's Teiku, and that's why it's Yimur HaChashev Elio. Because he's the one. When the others come, they're going to have to learn the Metzias of the world. They're going to be the ultimate source of Halacha. But in terms of applying that Halacha, the situations, that's Elio Navi is going to be the transitionary figure who is going to bring the Tchias HaBesim people to those that are alive at the time of Mashiach. Again, there's a lot there, but we will continue. Says the Gemara now, Gagin Hashavin, that's what we're up to. Gagin Hashavin Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir held that all roofs are considered one Rishus. So Gagin Hashavin Rabbi Meir, V'gag Yechidi the Rabbanan. And what about one roof? Right, the Rabbanan said you only have one roof. What if you have V'gag Yechidi? You have a roof in the middle of nowhere. Not open directly to another roof, which then we already said, that's ne'esar only dalanamos, machlogos rabin shmuel. What if you, according to your mayor, all the roofs are one rishus. So if you have them all together, or gag yichidi the rabbanan, there's a machlokas about that. And here it goes in the opposite direction. Rav amar mutu l'talta bakulo, b'shmuel amar ein matatan al b'dalanamos. So it's ironic. According to Rav, who says that if you have roofs next to each other, the Rabbanan would say you only have Dalat Amos, because there's difference b'milua. If you have a roof in the middle of nowhere, then you could be metaltal in all of it. Because there's no reason to say otherwise, as we'll see. U'shmuel amar ein metaltal b'el b'dalat Amos. And ironically, what does Shmuel say? No, only Dalat Amos. If you have all the roofs that, according to Rabbi Meir, that are next to each other, so what does Rabbi Meir hold? They're all considered one big happy roof. One big happy roof, So this is now an area which is larger than a Beis Hasayim. It's like a carpet larger than a Beis Hasayim. And what did we say back in the earlier part of the Masechta? Daf Chav Gimel, Chav Dalid, that there's an Issa. You treat it like a Rishus Rabim on a Drabbanan level. And therefore, you can only carry Dalid Amos. According to Rebbe, according to the let's explain in the Gemara. Rava Mar Mutal Talta Bakula. Let's explain each one. Kasha the Rava the Rav. 1 second. So Rav says you're allowed to be Mutal on all of it. Why does that work? Why does Rav say earlier that you only have Dalad Amos, let's say in all the roofs together? So why does that work? So Hasam Lo Minkara Mechitzta. Over there, you don't have Nikar Mechitzos. As we said yesterday, right? There are no Nikar Mechitzos. It's only on the roofs altogether. It's one, according to your mayor, you're allowed to go from roof to roof, but because you don't have minker mechitzos, so that's why we said earlier that you are not allowed to carry more than Dalad Amos. But hacha, minker mechista. Here is one house in the middle of nowhere, according to the Rabbanan. Or, according to every mayor, they're all together. So, minker mechista, that's why you have more of a kulis. Ushmuel amar, the opposite. Ein metaltalin bo, ele bedalad amos. Shmuel says here that you only have Dalad Amos in the Rabbanon's one roof, or Rabbi Meir, so according to Shmuel, it's a big chiddush, when Rabbi Meir says in the Mishnah that they're all one big happy roof, that doesn't mean that you can carry as much as you want. It just means that you can go from roof to roof, two on one, two on the other. But you're still limited to Dalad Amos. So why does Shmuel say that when it comes to that case, you only have Dalad Amos, and he said the earlier that according to the Rabbanon, you have the entire area. Kasha the Shmuel, the Shmuel. So the Gemara said, no, Hasam lo havi yos meis asayim. According to the Shmuel, every roof is separated. So therefore, it's not so big. And therefore, if you don't have any other roofs near it, so you can carry in the whole thing, no problem. Or even if you have roofs near it, but if it's looked at separately, you could carry in the whole roof. Hacha have a yosef beis asayim. But here, you put all the roofs together. It's more than a beis asayim. Bahani mechitzos lemata avidon lemalo lo avidon. These mechitzos are made for the house and not for residents of the roof on top. And therefore, Mahavika Karpev, yes, Mibes Asayim, Shlahuka Fladira, it's like a Karpev that was created, that the size is more than a Beis Asayim, which was not enclosed for residential purposes. And that was the rule. So if you remember, we had back on Daf Chav Gimel, back in the second parak, and Daf Chav Dalet. That's when we discussed all of the issues of Karpev, which are very halacha lemaisa. But Shmuel says, our case has that status. Once you look at all the, once you're allowed to look at all the roofs altogether, according to Rabbi Meir, then Memela, you're going to be more limited. Because you look at it all together, and if it's an area that's more than a Beis Hasayim, so then it's going to, the other Dindra Abanon is going to kick in, that you're not allowed to carry more than Dalad Amos. Just remember one of those two halachas, it's been a while, a couple of months. Remember the Karpev's issues. This was the discussion of, if you have a large area within an Erev, a large area of a forest, you have a lake, you have some area that's uninhabited. So does that ruin your Erev? Do you have to take that area out of the Erev? Because it's Karpev Shlohukaf Ladira. If it wasn't enclosed for residential purposes. So we generally assume that, right, you have to treat it like a Rishus Rabim. So it can't be in your Erev. So what are the coolest? So we mentioned there is a kula of the Dvar Shmuel that's quoted in the Bir Halacha and Simen Shinun Ches, that maybe it does not apply to an area within a city. Only an area that is outside a city. If it's within a city, obviously, it's part of the residential purposes of the city. So that's the shuv of the Dvar Shmuel, a late Achron. Most people, Ramosha Feisi was not happy about this, this Tzad Lahakel, this Svara, because no, our cities, we don't care if there's an area in between, so we'll just ignore it. So we won't cut down this forest area. We'll leave it, but that's not a raya that we use it for residential purposes. So Rav Moshe was not convinced. Rav Moshe in the Eruv Sefer that I've quoted, the laws of Eruv, beautiful Sefer that came out recently, Rav Moshe did not feel that this rationale would apply to modern day cities. In the present day, cities are not surrounded by walls and wooded areas with vegetation are not deliberately placed within a city. Their location within a city is purely coincidental. Rav Yashiv also agreed and required it to be isolated from the rest of the city when constructing an Erev. Nevertheless, Rav Yashiv said, build the Erev. It's better to have the Erev and to have this Karpef inside, because at least the people they're carrying are within an Erev and you're relying on the other Shitas, rather than not to build the Erev at all. But the other, what are other heterim? When it comes to recreational parks, then Rav Moshe assumed that was Lakuma. Because a recreational park, it is Dafka, a park that people go to relax in, to have entertainment in, to have fun in, so then that Dafka was that incorporated into residence, and therefore that would not be a karpif. What about bodies of water? So that we had in the Gemara. You remember the Gemara discussed, is it drinkable? Is it usable? That was the Gemara that we had on Daf Chav Dalet Amud Beis. Chazin l'tashmishtei, how deep is it? So many of our, well, it depends. If it's a clean lake, which you might use, even not for drinking, if you use to wash your clothes, if you use it, go swimming in there, so then Meikar HaDin is probably fine, because that's used. And that's called residence. You don't have to sleep there. And that's called residence. Mashenkein, if it's dirty and putrid, so then it would be more of a problem. Again, but this is a discussion. That's why some poskim are mafra to take out. What about a cemetery that also was, what about a sports field? So that was, the chora, that was, that's residence. Made to, it was enclosed to use. To use what's inside for enjoyment. We had a machlokas, if you remember, Rav Moshe and Rav Yashav about a cemetery. Is that, you know, residence? It's residence, but not the kind of residence that people need an Erev for, that type of residence. But Rav Moshe said, well, people visit a cemetery, a Beis HaKvaros. So maybe that's good enough, right? Maybe that's good enough. I'm sorry, that's where Rav Yashav held. Rav Moshe was Machmir. Cemeteries are karpifos, even if they are visited regularly, as they are primarily designated to service the deceased and not the living. But in the footnote, they quote Rav Yashav, that no, kiva de mevakrim sham lehispalel, eino stira ledira, it's not a problem. Okay. Maybe there's a chilek in the footnotes he quotes between a Jewish cemetery and a non-Jewish cemetery. Because you're not generally not going to the non-Jewish cemetery to daven. Either way, that is an important ha'ara. But that is what's discussed here on our Daf Saf Sadi, that it could be that some of the roofs altogether would be considered karpifs.
Are you allowed to visit a cemetery
in Shabbos? You allowed? No. The point is, if you visit a cemetery during the week, that's considered residential. Period. You're talking about how to define the cemetery. Is it an area that's for residential purposes? You don't have to go to a cemetery on Shabbos. I'm saying, but if it's defined as residential so that it doesn't ruin building an Erev around the whole city with the cemetery in the middle. That's the point. Doesn't mean that you go to a cemetery on Shabbos. It's just that you go during the week, so it's called residential inherently, and therefore it's not called a Karvei Shel Hukaf L'dira. That's what we're trying to define. Good. Says the Gemara, what about a cemetery on Shabbos? That's a good shiloh. Do you go to cemeteries on Shabbos? So many people, when they go to Tzfat, right, that's a cemetery, Sheva cemeteries, right? So that's you want to go to the Arizal, you want to go to Rabbi Yosef Cairo. That's just cemeteries visiting a family member. That's the, we don't do that on Shabbos. But if there's one in the town, you go to Davin there, so that's more of a, you have to know what exactly is the Isser, right? What if you get Onik Shabbos from it? But Onik Shabbos from going to that type of base, like, right? It's more of like a base tefillah also. So anyway, that is, it's an important discussion. Itmar, three lines from the bottom. Svina, what about a boat? Once we're talking about large areas, a boat, Rashi and Tosfos say here, it's a very large boat that's more than Beis HaSayim. That's what we're talking about, a very large boat. If it's less than Beis HaSayim, Tosfos says the question does not get off the ground. But if it's more than Beis HaSayim, Rav Amar Mutal Talta Bakula, Rav says, you're allowed to be metaltel, Ushmol Amar, metaltel Boel Abadalad. Why? What are the svaras? Rav Amar Mutal Talta Bakula, you're allowed to carry in the entire boat, Daha Ika Machitzta, there are walls. Meaning there are walls on the bottom and they shoot up. The walls are able to shoot up. Ushmuel, or even not, even they're above the dock. They're above the deck, sorry. Ushmuel Amar in Metalzen Boela Barba Amos. No, Ushmuel says, only for Amos in the boat, Mechitzos Lahavriach Mayim Asuyos. The Mechitzos are Lahavriach Mayim. They're only there to prevent water from coming in. They're not meant for residential purposes. That's the ultimate purpose of the walls, and therefore Shmuel says you are limited. Tosfos is mayor here that Shmuel doesn't argue on the earlier Gemaras that about Tchumen. When you have a boat that's going, right, going from place to place and it's not moving and you're deposited in there, remember the Gemaras on Daf Mem Gimel. So there Shmuel would agree to those Gemaras. This is about Chatzeros. It's not about whether you're not Chatzeros, it's just about a Karpef definition, but Shmuel would agree in the earlier case. Good. Amalei Rav Chiya Bar Yosef L'Shmuel. Hilchaza Kavazeh or Hilchaza Karav. Rav Chiya Bar Yosef L'Shmuel. Who do we pass in like? You or Rav? Interesting question. Pretty unusual. Amalei Hilchaza Karav. Shmuel answers, I lost. Halacha is like Rav. Halacha Karav Bisurei. I know that din. So Shmuel says Halacha is like Rav. Big Shaila here. Was he Chozer Bo? Or was he saying, I disagree, but Bnei Yisrael don't pass like me? So that's the machlokas Rishonim here. Tosfos and the Rashba assume that Shmuel was Chozer Bo. Tosfos earlier, back at Daf Mem Gimel, where this comes up, and the Rashba here says Shmuel was Chozer Bo. But if you look in the Tosfos HaRash, it just has one line, it was a Chozer Bo. Tosfos HaRash says right here, V'Shmuel Kibel Me'Rabosav. Hiltach Lo Chozer Bo. No, I have this Kabbalah from my Rebbeim, so I have to follow this, but the minhag of Klal Yisrael was like Rav, Lakula. Right? And I'm Machra myself, because this was my Mesorah that I have from my Rebbeim. Right? He was asking what the Minhag Olam is. So this is an example of a posek being more Machra on himself, but when he's asked a question, he knows that this person needs this Kula, and therefore he says, you can be Mekel. Yeah, what do you do? No, that's not the point. When you come to a place, it's not always what your Rebbe does and what the posek does. If your Rebbe or a posek gives you an answer, so this is what he wants you to do. So there are many stories about that, about great Gedolim, but we'll leave it at now. Amar of Gita, Amar of Chiyah Bar Yosef, Umoda Rab, but Rab does agree that Shem Kafal Pia, if you turn the boat over, upside down, on the ground, Shem Metaltan Ba Elabar Ba Amos, then you only have four Amos under there. Because, Pashtus, it wasn't, those walls were not created now for residential purposes. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Kafalamai. Why you turn over the boat? Ilema ladur tachteha. If you turned over the boat to live under the boat. So, maishno migag yachidi. What's the problem? What's wrong with a single gag? Remember, Rav said before, you carry underneath, you can carry up on top because the walls shoot up. So it must be you just turned it over because you wanted to tar the boat. You want to give it another layer of tar or paint. So that's what we're talking about. Fine. Rav Ashi Masi La Svina. Rav Ashi had this discussion of Rav and Shmuel, and Shmuel possibly admitting to Rav about the boat case. Rav Acha Breid the Rav Masi La Achsadra. And Rav Acha had it about the Achsadra case. The Achsadra case talking about the halacha of Shabbos and Sukkah. To Itmar. Achsadra Bebikah. What if I build an Achsadra in a Bikah? What does that mean? In the middle of nowhere, I put up four poles with a roof on it. No walls. So what am I, is that area a private rishus? Can I use that for sukkah? There are no walls. I just put up four poles. So, Rav Amar Mutal Talta Bakula. Rav says, yeah, it's fine. Underneath, you can be metaltal in the whole area. Ushmuel Amar e metaltal in Baal Barba. And Shmuel said, no, you only have four. Rav Amar Mutal Talta Bakula, why Amrinan Pitikra Yorid Visosein? The principle is the edges of a roof are allowed to shoot down, and here there are the edges you have, and therefore it's okay. Shmuel says you don't say in this case. Why? You got to have at least one wall, according to Shmuel. The Gemara says in Sukkah, you got to have one. You can't have no walls and say pitikra. When do we say pitikra? Most of the time, when we have something, you have an overhang in front of a house, a flat overhang, so you can say pitikra there. If you're surrounded by a house, you can use it for one wall, maybe two sides, but not all four walls, says Shmuel. Period. What about Suras HaPesach? Why wouldn't these be able to be used as a Suras HaPesach? Right? Why not? Is it because you didn't have Kavana for it to be a Suras HaPesach? Is that the issue here? So that is a discussion in the poskim. We generally assume you do not need Kavana. And you gotta give another answer in this Gemara why Suras HaPesach would not work, but we assume you do not need Kavana. And that is why we assume, the Chazon Ish already says this, you're allowed to use telephone poles for Suras HaPesach. The Rav Shlomo Kluger, a couple hundred years ago already said he could use Suras HaPesach that were not built L'Shem Erev. You just gotta make sure that the wire is on top. Right? Most telephone poles, you know, the wire is not on top, but Meikar Adin, if you have the wire on top, you have the as the Gemara says earlier, Dafir Aleph, Kanamikan, as long as you have the Kan al Gabayan on top of the Kanamikan, it would work. You do not need Kavana, we assume, for Suras HaPesach. And therefore, that's not the reason in this Gemara why it wouldn't work. You gotta figure out another reason. Period. A little bit more. The Rav Aliba de Rabbi Meir. So now getting back. Rav, according to Rabbi Meir. Rav, who said, right, the Gemara, where you have Gagin Hashavin. Right, Rashi says right next to us. Kigivan to Amr Begagan Hashavin Metaltelin Bekulan, where you're allowed to be metaltel in all of the Gagin. Rabbi Levi Rabbi Meir, litaltli migag lechatzer. Could you even go from a gag to a chatzer, not just from a gag to a gag? So the Gemara says no. Gzer mishum derav Yisrael bar Avdimi. That's the gzer we had yesterday. The whole limitations of Rabbi Meir is that he's gozer mishum an amud birushus harabim. So here too, if you go from an upper to a lower area, that's included in that gzera. Who hold that it's limited? You only have Dalet Amos anyway. But why can't you go? Why do you have to have within the Gag? Why can't you go from a Gag to a Karpev? They're both Carmelios. So why can't you go two amos here and two amos there? Amarava bar ula, gezerah shem yifchas hagag. No, the worry is that the Gog, which is now, we're a big Gog, more than Beis HaSayim, we're worried that you're going to like do some type of construction. It's going to become an area that's less than Beis HaSayim. So it's going to be a really true Rishus HaYachid, but you're going to be so used to going to the Karpef, which is a semi-Rishus HaYachid, right? Rishus HaRabban Drabanan. So we're goes there, Mishum, that case. So what about generally two Karpefs? You shouldn't be able to go from one to another because maybe one Karpef you're going to make smaller and it's going to be less than Beis HaSayim and then you're going to be violating a Drabanan which you don't realize. So the Gemara says no. Hasa mi mifches min kerla milsa. If you take part of the roof away, that's going to be noticeable. Hacha mi mifches lo min kerla milsa. But if you have two large yards and you enclose a little bit of it, it's not as noticeable and recognizable and you won't remember and therefore that the two karpefs would be allowed, but the mikarpef from the gagla karpef would not be allowed. Okay, we'll have to stop here, Beth Hashem. We'll continue with Amar of Yehuda, Beth Hashem, tomorrow as we are in the Tzadis. We're in the Tzadis here in Meseches Erevin. Okay, we'll stop here. Good.